Hi, Miller and Condon, hour number two. It's Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Bottom of the hour, Tom Kakerd. Iowa, they'll play their spring game coming up tomorrow morning. Iowa State will play their spring game tomorrow as well. Randy Peterson from the Des Moines Register will... is this your final assignment, Randy Peterson? Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too. Unless something really crazy happens.
Has it gone fast from the time you announced it until to this point, or is it kind of the calendar gone slowly? What's that been like?
It's gone fast. And I don't know really why. Well, I guess it's gone fast because there's a lot of stuff have happened. I mean, like I was in the hospital for five days.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that. Yeah.
And the NCAA tournament. And mm-hmm. I can't remember when it was. One of Birch's stories announced it, but it seems like it's gone fast because I've been moving stuff from my apartment to the condo in Okoboji, it's just essentially been done. That's essentially been done for a long time,
mm-hmm.
but it's gone fairly fast.
Have you cleaned out your desk at the Register?
My desk, yes, it is almost cleaned out. I'm going to get down. Probably early next week and clean out some stuff. Yeah. And I'll leave stuff for Hines.
Mm-hmm.
He'll still be around.
Mm-hmm.
In one capacity or another. And I'll leave a bunch of stuff for him. And, we've got this thing we give to next man in, next man up. I don't know what we call it.
Yeah.
Rick Brown gave it to me when he retired. It's a piece of wood, and this predates anybody that's listening. trust me, it's a piece of wood that's from the old office lounge, not the office lounge that was across the street from the paper, but the one that was across the alley from the paper where the Marriott is now.
Circa when?
Early 70s.
Okay.
And, it's a piece of wood from in there. It was just a dumpy place. It was a definition of dive bar, but it was where all the Register people went, and cops went in there when they got off of their shifts.
Uh-huh.
And it was stayed open after closing hours sometime. But somehow Rick Brown got a piece of wood off the wall when it was closing or something. So when he retired, he gave it to me, and now I'm going to give it to Birch. So, like I said, it predates anybody that's listening to this.
Did you pick Rick Brown's brain on how to retire?
we've talked. I actually haven't. I mean, I know what was going through his brain when he retired, and mm-hmm. I think he knows what's going through my brain now. It's like he was my best work friend ever.
Yeah.
So I could finish his sentences. He could probably finish my sentences. But I mean, we've talked about it off and on at various functions where I've seen him or when he's in town. He still lives in Pea Hill, in Pleasant Hill. So I see him around town every once in a while. So,
Randy, as you go into the final weekend here, I mean, has it felt different? I mean, the lead up and getting ready for tomorrow in the spring game, is it different or is it just business as usual for you?
I don't think it's different. I'm not excited about the spring game, but I don't think I ever am excited.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think I'm ever excited about a spring game.
Right.
I don't because, I mean, the first hour is going to be toe touches and side straddle hops and push-ups. and then the last hour or so is going to be essentially touch football,
mm-hmm.
and which is fine. If it's a decent day, the fans will love it. And that's what spring games like this are for. I think there'll be referees, but the big workout Iowa State had was a week ago Saturday.
Yeah.
When Campbell said this week they had 125, 150 plays, whatever, nice. whatever it was, full bore, pads. I mean, referees in the stadium, nobody there, and Campbell said the hitting was as intense as he's seen it in spring in a long time. So I doubt that it'll that tomorrow will rise to this level. And I would really, I doubt that we'll see Rock, assuming players are healthy, which we know they're not. I assume we'll see Rocco Beck for maybe one series or maybe two series, and Sama for one, maybe two series. Same thing with Jalen Noel, Jaden Higgins, those receivers, the offensive line. Why run the risk of getting somebody hurt or further hurt in a 15th of a 15 scrimmage or a 15 practice spring? I don't see that happening. So I'm going to keep my eye on the backups. For example, I'm going to watch J.J. Cole.
Yep.
For example, just to see how much he's improved. So,
Randy, did you get the sense listening to Campbell on Monday at the press availability you guys had? I thought he was more forthcoming than he normally is. I mean,
without question,
right? I wonder what's.
Yeah, I didn't mean. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, I was just going to say I thought he was too. What was behind that? I wonder.
Without question, I don't know. What, maybe we were asking better questions.
Maybe.
Who needs Greg Doyle, right?
Yeah, really.
Sorry, I had to put that. No. Yeah, he was more forthcoming. I thought it was intriguing that he talked about, he didn't shy away from having the best Iowa State team he's had there, certainly. Mm-hmm. The best Iowa State team in a long time, and that they amped up practice a whole lot, spring practice a whole lot, because of that. I mean, because he wasn't going to have the most experienced team he's ever had go through a boring spring. I mean, these guys can handle it, and so they amped up everything from the how the intensity with which they're hitting, to how they're working out in the weight room. Everything has been amped up, which was interesting to me. He talked a little bit about the offense, and I think he pointed out, your favorite columnist who you're talking to now, that they're not going to pass on every down like somebody in this room continues to ask about.
Yeah.
Which I think he probably meant me, and I do it just to be funny and just to get under his skin a little bit. But, he was. And he talked about the injury to Carson Willich, the linebacker, and he, you know, what he expected from new players. He doesn't usually get single players out like that as much as he did. But yeah, he was forthcoming in quite a few things.
Randy, you won't write this column, but it's a column that we write seemingly or talk about every single year here for the radio airwaves. The Soul starts in September, and they have been something that has happened basically on a yearly basis. Again, last year, the loss to Ohio, the loss to Iowa. Has there been any talk, any thoughts about what they do during the springtime, if that's something can catapult towards August camp, and then, of course, getting ready for September? Because it's been basically a yearly occurrence under Iowa State football under Campbell.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great point, Trent. And I don't think anybody asked the follow up on that one, but that could be a byproduct of him ramping up the intensity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. Good.
I mean, he's got what, 20 or 22 starters returning.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a ton. And the two starters that are gone are TJ Tampa, a very good player, but if Jeremiah Cooper's back, and which he is, I'm assuming, and Jamison Patton, and there was another kid that played back there late in the season.
Verdon?
Yes, Malik Verdon, yeah. Those guys know what they're doing back there. And plus, the other one, linebacker Gary Vaughn, Tyson Veit, who's no longer there, but as the linebackers coach, he ran linebackers in and out all the time. So I don't think there's going to be any drop off. Give me a kicker for Chase Contreras, and I like Iowa State's chances in a lot of games this season.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's going to be fascinating to see how the new league and the newcomers and how they fit, et cetera. Arizona had a great year last year. Colorado didn't, but they think that they'll be better as they make their way.
They have to be better.
Well, I would think, right? Yeah.
What a sideshow that's been. I guess maybe if you really step back, people maybe have thought it would be. But Iowa State doesn't get them for, a couple of years, I think.
Right, yep. Basketball, back to basketball. Know that, unfortunately, you couldn't be part of the second weekend of the tournament, health-wise, which had just had to drive you nuts, knowing that that was going to be your last opportunity to do so.
I drove the nurses nuts, too.
I bet you did. TJ Otzelberger's driving the Big 12 now. I think that that this program's here to stay. I really do. I couldn't be more impressed with what TJ has done. This isn't a flash in the pan, is it, Randy?
No, it's not a flash in the pan. That's a good point, Kenny. Just go back to whatever year that was when he got there, and excuse me, what he did after inheriting 2-22. Just look at that. I mean, the Sweet 16, excuse me, Sweet 16, and they haven't dropped off a whole lot. Mm-hmm. They haven't dropped off any since. They just keep adding players. Gradually, he's adding more freshmen. More good freshmen, and that's not to say Omaha Ballou wasn't good, but Omaha Ballou was just out of his league for to start with. Now, I'm not saying he'd have got there. I'm not saying he wouldn't have got there eventually, but to start with, he was just out of his league, and took fans a long time to realize that. But he's added. TJ's added players. I mean, Brandon Chatfield from Seattle. The Northern Iowa kid, Heist, however you say it, Deshaun Jackson, who I'm excited about from Charlotte, 6'11" center. You know, to go along with Taman and Kurt Jones and Keyshawn and Milan and let's not forget JT Rock, the 7'1" guy who redshirted this year. So I'm excited about what Iowa State basketball continues to be and continues to be going forward, because if TJ's on the recruiting trail and somebody is out there telling a recruit that TJ's not in it for the long haul at Iowa State,
right,
that's just pure crazy, because TJ is in this for the long haul at Iowa State. I mean, I don't know whether he talked to Kentucky or not. I don't have any idea, but I don't see TJ going anywhere for a long, long time. So, but what do I know? I didn't see Campbell sticking around 9 years at Iowa State either. So,
and here we are.
Can you believe that, guys?
No, I can't.
Ninth season.
Yeah.
How about that?
No, it's good. Must be something going on there.
Means we're all getting old.
It does.
That's a part of it, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Randy, you mentioned JT Rock. And, you know, expectations a year ago for Omaha were through the roof and obviously didn't deliver on what a lot of people expected out of him. What's a realistic expectation from your conversations with some of the coaches and some of the team about JT Rock and now year number one coming up off his redshirt season?
15 minutes a game, 12 to 15 minutes a game, 14, 15 minutes a game, probably. He's still got some muscle to put on, some weight to put on, but he's been working hard. I've seen him practice. He's out every night, every day before games on the Hilton floor working out, as Omaha Ballou was. Don't get me wrong, but this kid is he played at a high level in before he got to Iowa State. He just needs to his body just needs to grow into his height, and I'll be interested to see what he looks like when practice, you know, throughout the summer, to see what he looks like. But he could play 12 to 15 minutes a game, I would suspect, and that, especially since they got Deshaun Jackson, a 6'11" kid from Charlotte. Who played 3 years at Washington State, by the way. I think that's where those minutes are gonna go initially. But JT Rock will get plenty of playing time.
All right. So retirement comes up in September, you got a big question. Are you still gonna be texting your contacts, making phone calls and maybe just for your own curiosity, making those same kind of calls?
Sure. I will.
Why not?
I texted TJ last night, the night before last, I don't know. Campbell and I text back and forth all the time. He's still trying to talk me out of it.
Yeah.
That's something that just sticks with you. I mean, you don't shut it off. For 52 years, this has been a part of my life. I'm not going to say my life because my daughters, my, you know, my my family was life. And then after my wife died, my daughters and granddaughter became my life. But, yeah, but I mean, oh, absolutely. I'll be texting them. I'll text them after games. And, you know, if somebody loses, I can text them now. The sun's going to come up tomorrow, you know, or something along those lines. But, yeah, absolutely. And I fully expect to get a response within 10 minutes.
So obviously you're going to write about the game or the spring game tomorrow. Did you pen a farewell column?
I did. And it is completed. I was just looking at it again this morning. I've not put it into our filing system as of yet, but yeah, I have. I talk about some of the experiences, memories that I'll have.
Changes in the industry?
Changes in the industry, whether they were good or bad. You know, so I talk about my family a little bit. So yeah, it's done. I can still tweak it because, like I said, it's not into our complicated filing system yet. Boy, I won't miss that. But it's not in our complicated filing system yet. So I still got plenty of time to change it because it's not going to run for a couple of weeks, I don't think. So.
Oh, it's going to be that long. Okay, I was going to say,
I think so. I believe that to be the case.
You should make it newspaper only to begin. Don't put it online first. Put it in the paper first, like the old days.
And make the paper peach. And make the paper peach.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, that was a change. I remember that when I moved here in 89.
Too. Oh,
I bet you do.
I mentioned that very prominently. Yeah, exactly.
I think I can speak for Central Iowa, whether it's Hawkeye or Cyclone fans. We're going to miss you, Randy. We really are. Well, that's a hell of a run, brother. 52 years, and you get to leave when you decided to leave, which is more, in this day and age, is a massive, massive accomplishment.
Well, yeah, thank you, and you've been part of it.
Well,
I mean, you, so have you, Trent, but Ken, for 51 and a half of the 52 years, has been part of this journey. I'm very cognizant of people who helped me along the way. You know, and Ken Miller certainly has been one of them. So, I have no regrets. It's all good. And I've been blessed. It's been an honor to work in a newsroom and in a profession with so many great people. I'm just been blessed.
So have we, reading your stuff. Randy, thank you, brother. Congratulations. Enjoy it. I'm sure we'll text a time or two over the years. So maybe we'll podcast together with a couple of gray beards at some point. We're already gray beards, but maybe we'll do that at some point.
Maybe we will. Never know. I appreciate it, guys.
Good thank to talk to you, buddy. Much. Thank you. Enjoy your retirement.
You,
thank you. Randy Peterson, Des Moines Register. The curtain comes down in 52 years in the business this weekend, as you'll follow. Who gets the first question? Because Campbell and TJ always, they say they're opening and time for questions, Randy. And they should. I mean, they should defer to him, right? It's out of respect.
Is it Rob Gray? The elder statesman, I believe, on the beat then?
Yeah, maybe Gray.
Is it Hines gets it?
From the
Des Moines Register, kind of old school. You go with the newspaper and they get the first one. Is it who becomes the columnist?
That would be Hines by the sounds of things.
Who they like the most. I mean, we know Williams is up there, certainly for Otts.
Yep.
And I think Campbell, too.
Yep.
Best buddy.
I don't think Chris goes up there very much anymore.
That's true. I'm going to say Hines.
Or
maybe they don't have a first person.
Maybe not.
They move it around.
Yeah, maybe not.
Nobody's got 52 years, that's for sure.
No, not even close. Wow, that's wild. Good for you, brother. All right, Trent, let's give away some money, or try to anyways. Green, KXNO.com, green at KXNO.com. Your chance to win $1,000 in this nationwide contest. More opportunities with Murph and Andy and The Drive with Heather and Sean. They're coming to you live from Wells Fargo Arena today as the curtain comes down on the Iowa Wild's home portion of their schedule. They play tomorrow night, but on the road. But a final opportunity to see some professional hockey in town here tonight. Puck drop at 7 o'clock. Hawkeyes next with Tom Cakert, Miller and Condon, Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Hi, Miller and Condon. Welcome back. Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Let's talk some Hawks. Spring game tomorrow. Tom Kakerd, HawkeyeReport.com. He will be there, and he joins us. Tom, Trent, and Ken, thanks for coming on. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just watching Spencer Lee wrestle right now.
Where are you watching that at?
It's on the Peacock.
Okay, very nice.
Olympic wrestling. Olympic trials are going on. So, yeah, I'm Kylie Welker from the women's team. Just took the mat. So it's a four-box day on the TV. It's awesome.
Good stuff. Well, can't wait till we get to that point again soon in the fall, but got some time before that.
Yes.
You know, Trent and I were talking in our first segment of the day. It seems to me that Tim Lester's message is being heard loud and clear, that it's resonating, that he's breaking through some of the, I don't want to call them detractors, but people who weren't sure that this was the right hire, didn't know much about him, etc., didn't expect much change. It's Kirk Ferentz after all. Listening to Tim Lester, when he's had the opportunity to speak with you guys, and then you guys pass it on, seems like he's breaking through in a positive way. Tom, do you get that sense?
I do. I've been just really impressed with his. Just the way he delivers his message, and it's not in a shouting way. It's in a teacher way. It's in a very professional manner, and he doesn't sound panicked or exasperated by anything. He's just sort of moving through everything. For example, he said the other day they got 80 to 85% put in, and just kind of working through everything and trying to get what they get installed this spring and get good at those things and then continue that install in the fall. So I like where they're headed. Now, yeah, see what it looks like too. That's the big thing. But, you know, he's using more movement, more motion than they have in the past. And based on what the guys on defense have said, it's been a challenge to go up against them.
Not a bad thing. And certainly knowing kind of what the offense is doing and those kind of factors, it's very exciting. How clunky, though, do you anticipate it's going to be? Defense always ahead of the offense, but are you anticipating your message boards are going to be an absolute mess after we watch the spring game tomorrow?
Oh, of course. But you have to also remember, you know, although I've heard that Beacon is better than he was last year. Now, that's not saying he's great.
No.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying from what he was last year to this year, he looks a little bit better. You know, he's still ahead of Marco Lanez, who I heard yesterday threw a couple picks in practice. So, in fact, Devin Hilson had two pick sixes yesterday.
Wow.
From what I was told.
Des Moines North boy.
Oh, there you go. Des Moines North representing. So,
love it.
I think one of them that was a big, pretty impressive interception, too. So, we won't know until we see what Cade McNamara can do in that situation, right?
Yeah.
Let's see what he can do. Mm-hmm. And then I still think they're going to hit the portal. I really do. I still think they're going to hit the portal with trying to find a quarterback at some point.
Yeah, you would. I would think that they almost have to, right? I mean, with McNamara's injury history, and we saw Deacon Hill last year, and I think you almost Lionez can run it. Couldn't chuck it when we saw him last year. Apparently struggling so far this year in the spring. So, anyways, we shall see. Tom, Phil Parker yesterday. Llewellyn was one of the guys that stood out. The other one is an interesting one, and he called him a luxury depth piece. But what do you know about Zach? Is it Luttmer?
Zach Luttmer, kid from Northwest Iowa, safety. Probably going to be, the heir apparent for Quinn Schulte, maybe, next year, although there'll be a good competition there with Conan Tringer's probably going to make a stand there as well. But, yeah, LeVar Woods was singing his praises for a special teams guy, too. So, guys just, you know, classic Iowa safety that just smart, heady, makes good plays, better athlete than you give him credit for. Yeah, he's just he's been very impressive from what I understand. So I'm anxious to see him because I know he got some buzz late in the year and got in a game late in the year. So we'll see what he can do.
Speaking of kind of looking forward, backup quarterback, wide receiver, maybe another guy or two in the transfer portal, you have a good relationship with Brad Heinrichs, who runs the Iowa Swarm. How real is the possibility some of those fifth and even sixth-year guys, hey, you got to pay for school, we'll make it right on that front, but we need scholarships. Is that a real possibility?
It is. It is. I just had Brad on our podcast the other night, and I asked him about that. And, you know, you're not going to do that to, you know, a second-year guy or, you know, like a Zach Lutmer, guys like that. You won't do that to them. But you're, you know, Nick DeYoung? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why not? You know, Tyler Fisher? Mm-hmm. Sure. I mean, you can do that with those guys. And guys that were former walk-ons that you've now put on scholarship, a Luke Elkin, who's a, you know, a long snapper, who ended up on scholarship this year, you know, is in scholarship now. Those are guys that you could probably do that with. Now they're down to, they're just four over the number, but like I said, I think they want to probably add a quarterback. I would think they're probably going to be at least poking around on a wide receiver after the really surprising exit from Jacob Bostic, because we all know how they operate at the University of Iowa, and if there was a whiff of him heading to the portal, he wouldn't have been talking to us about a week ago.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he was in the portal, and he's gone. And so that one is a surprise, for sure.
How excited are you to watch Reese Dakin tomorrow?
Pretty excited.
Yeah.
You know, I'm curious. I'm curious. You know, when we got our little 20-minute window about a week ago, I ventured over and watched him. I have to admit, I'm punter curious. Got to go watch and see where things go. And I wouldn't expect him to be Torrey Taylor, but boy, he's got an impressive leg too. And you know, I think the pro kick guys want to just continue to foster that relationship with the University of Iowa, and they're going to send some of their best options north to the University of Iowa, because Torrey Taylor did so well at Iowa for 4 years.
Should have lumped Drew Stevens in the same question. Obviously, we haven't seen him in a while. What kind of spring has he had?
It sounds like he's done pretty well. It was interesting talking to LeVar that maybe, you know, Drew didn't lack for confidence. Let's just say that. And maybe last year was a humbling experience for him, and he's kind of maybe taken some of the advice of a sports psychologist and perhaps, you know, just kind of refocused him a little bit. But we haven't seen him kick a field goal since those misses in Nebraska, because they didn't try to kick her out for the last two games of the year because they got skunked. So, you know, they just, the only thing we saw him do was kick off once in each game, and that was it. So I'm anxious to see what he's doing at the place kicker position. It was the other interesting thing. They sounds like the backup punter Ty Nissen might be the holder this year, at least early on, because Reese is still learning how to do that, as you might expect.
Sure. Big week in the portal. Speaking of the Iowa Swarm, Lucy Olson comes in and takes over a point guard for the women's team. And then Drew Thelwell, we'll see if it's going to be him or Harding going to be the starting point guard. But at minimum, a depth piece and a real point guard, a true point guard added there. Your thoughts on both of those players?
Yeah, I like the addition of Drew because he's just kind of a mature guy and an older player. And both are 1 year. So they're in and they're going to be moving on. But I like Drew coming in because he gives him something different, mature guy that can kind of a true point guard type player. He's not like a scoring guard. He's more of a, I'm going to move the ball, I'm going to run the offense, but he can take shots, make shots. The one thing that jumped out at me, though, is he only shot 64% from the charity stripe, and that's not going to put you on the floor very often late in games if you can't make free throws. So I expect it's going to be a pretty spirited competition between him and Brock, but you need two point guards. I don't know that you wanted, you know, I think it's pretty clear Fran wants to keep guys like Price Sanford and Josh Dix on the wing, and to go with Peyton and Cooper Koch, and you got like four players there for those kind of two positions. Where, but Peyton could also, you know, provided he comes back. I mean, I keep seeing him in mock drafts in the upper, you know, the low 40s rather, and some in the 30s. So, you know, he may have a decision to make, guys. We'll see. I think he might get invited to the NBA Combine.
Wouldn't that be
something?
Which
would be interesting.
Yeah, then that decision gets all the more difficult. Wow. Tom Kakert, HawkeyeReport.com, part of On3 Media. He will be at Kinnick Stadium, tweeting early and often, and then following up with a whole bunch of coverage at HawkeyeReport.com. Tom, thanks for doing this. As always, we'll talk with you next Friday. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Good to talk to you. Tom Kakert on Iowa's. We check in on the spring game, basketball, etc. with Tom. We'll check in on Trent's plays of the day. Got all three going tonight. Got a little baseball opportunity, some hoops. Puck tomorrow. Trent's plays of the day next. It's Des Moines Sports Station 106.3 KXNO. Hi, Miller and Condon. Welcome back. Des Moines Sports Station 106.3 KXNO. Time for Trent's plays of the day. How was your week overall?
Let's see here. Overall record for the week. 1-1 yesterday. My hockey parlay didn't get home. We did hit on the hockey side of things. Over the last 7 days, we're up 11.2 units.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Definitely take that one. We got five plays for today. Told you throughout the course of the week some of the NBA playoff series that I'm playing. I am jumping aboard your Winnipeg Jets to win the series. Back pocket, I put the Jets 19-1, Stanley Cup.
Attaboy.
Put a little unit on that one.
Front pocket, I got him at 50-1.
You're in better shape than I.
Well, preseason.
We'll both celebrate.
Yes, we will.
If we get that one home. If they make a run, are you going
to
make a trip?
I have to. I don't know how it's going to go over at home. I started thinking about that last night.
It will be fine.
She's got to understand, right?
Yes.
She's been doing a pretty good job of that since we've been together. You got to understand. Yeah, I have to.
You haven't been home in a long time.
In a long time.
Gents haven't made a run.
In a long time.
A long time.
Yep.
Win a couple series. Western Conference Finals.
Going to wait for the next one.
I think you got to do it. All right. Here we go for tonight. Baseball-wise, I'm going to take the Nationals plus 130.
Who do they play?
The Astros.
They are awful.
Give me the Tigers against my godforsaken Twins plus 138.
Joe Ryan's pitching up for the Twins, isn't he?
Yeah, bullpen will screw it up. And they can't
probably
hit.
So.
Flaherty's going for the Tigers, and they won't be able to figure him out. And then the Brewers against the Cardinals tonight on the road. I'll take the Brew Crew minus 111. I am taking the Bulls tonight on the money line plus 105. You can find them at Circa. And our listeners made me do it. I don't want to. Give me the Pellies, the Pelicans.
You have to.
It's consensus, and that is a trend historically that goes very well, fading our listeners, Pelicans in a pick'em.
All right, that's the chicken coop contest Trent is referring to. Trent's mock draft is on Tuesday. I will talk to you on Wednesday. Trent, have a good couple of days. Murph and Andy next. The Drive with Heather and Sean, 3 to 6. Miller and Condon, Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO.